Red 48 weekend. Saturday evening, 8 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
Did you start by saying fur and then change it to
No, I was doing Pride 48. Like, I thought you would think. You know, by the way, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was seeing how much you were paying attention. I wanted to see your facial expression when you thought I was going to start the show by saying Friday, and it's not Friday.
Well, I did make a facial expression, but I'd like to go back to the tape. I know we can't do that right now. We're not that sophisticated. Because I swear I heard a f and not a puh.
Yeah. Here's another little fun fact. I forgot to hit record. So that whole intro, great. Yeah, you should probably hit record now then. Okay.
I'm recording
not
going
to affect anybody on the stream, but it is going to affect people listening to the podcast stream later. Anyway, hi, everyone. Welcome to the Pride 48 live streaming weekend. What is this, 14? The 14th annual?
This is the 14th annual, yes. It is the 13th year, as we talked about yesterday, but is the 14th annual.
14th annual Pride 48 live streaming weekend. Also the penultimate one. We're going to do one more.
You love that word. I think it's your favorite.
I learned that word on a podcast called Vera Speaks, for real. That's when I learned that word.
Yeah, I think that's one of your favorite words. It's you find ways to squeeze that in.
I do. Anyway, it's been a great weekend so far. I would like to invite any of you who may be listening on Facebook Live or listening on YouTube Live or listening on Twitter Live, come join us in the chat room. It's real easy. Just go to pride48.com/chat and you can hook up to our chat server, and then you too can be chatting with the cool kids who are here supporting all the podcast all this weekend. And a huge, huge thank you to all of you who are here and have done that all weekend long. Thank you guys very much. There's been people that I've seen since early this morning. Like Kathy Marshall has been in there since I cranked up the stream early this morning at 2 p.m. Eastern.
It was early for me. Donna, waking up, getting out of bed.
Donna Sugars and I were on the stream until about 3:30 a.m. Eastern time last night. So, it was a late night on the old Pride 48. And you can join Donna again late tonight, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Who knows how long that she's going to go. I did have a question for you, though, because this is kind of like your busy day, right? Today, you're doing this show.
Yeah.
And you're doing Throwing Down. Like what? In 2 hours from now?
Yeah, I am.
A little less than 2 hours.
Although yesterday I was gonna say that you and I were on quite a bit last night as well. So I was like, you know, people are like, oh my God, is it the Adam and Daniel weekend?
I know.
But you also have two podcasts today.
I did.
Because you did Don't Do Disney earlier.
That's correct.
And now you're doing this one.
Here's my question for you. Which podcast is your favorite? Like, who are you saving the really good story for? Like, am I going to be listening to Throwing Down later tonight and going like, oh man, that would have been a great story for our show. Why is he saving it for Batanz?
Spoiler alert, there are no good stories. I struggle with good content for any of my shows because as we know, I do a daily show. And so I cover every single thing down to my bowel movements, Daniel. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I pooped this morning.
Oh, I think that's definitely a Throwing Down topic. I think,
I would turn into the texture of my poo this morning was, a little bit less than I would like. So I'm going to get some more Metamucil, you know, everything on my daily. And so I don't have a favorite for it. Well, you're obviously, this has to be my favorite show because
here's what I want you to do.
You're my best friend.
Right. Here's what I want you to do.
We've been doing this longer than any of the other shows that I've been on.
You don't have to justify it.
Right. Well, in case Joe's listening later, I have to give reasons for it. You know, I love you, Joe, as well.
He probably's not listening and we forgot to hit record. There's no chance he's going to hear this. Here's my question to you, Adam, or this is what I would like you to do because you claim, which is not true, by the way, but you claim that I harass you all the time about duplicating story. Like as soon as you start with a story that I've already heard, that I start like, no, don't tell that story.
You do. You're like, what?
I don't. Here's what I do. I will cop to this. What I do, I said do, is if you start telling a story the exact same way that you've already told it, I'm just trying to get you to give me the Cliff Notes version of it, because you can always tell people, oh, if you want the longer story, go here. That's it. I don't mind you repeating stories. I just don't want the whole, you know, kit. I don't want the whole preamble to the story that I've already heard. You know, just cut to the, give me the Cliff Notes of it. Right.
I like to feel like, I don't know if I like to feel like is the right term, but we'll just go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
There are some listeners of Mix Minus that don't listen to my other shows. And so I feel like I need the, I know you listen, but if I start midway through a topic, you're going to know because you listen to Geeky Gay. And but what about those listeners that did not listen to Geeky
Gay? Just give them the important, here, like if I was going to do, RuPaul's Drag Race Recap was the show right before us, right? If I wanted to give someone the Cliff Notes to that, I could just say, oh, and they talked about how Jinx won. Look, see, I've cut all of the middle piece out, and if they want to know more, they can go and listen to the show. So, all right, regardless, this is what I want you to do. When you're on Throwing Down tonight, I see that you have two stories on our Trello deck here. One is helping Wendy with her audio, and the other one is selling your mixer. I want you to talk about the exact same topics on Throwing Down, because Mateus doesn't listen, so he's not going to have any idea that you're just repeating the same content. And it, you know, with as much as you forget, you may tell different stories anyway. It's like, it may work out completely different. Like maybe in this one, you actually sold the mixer, but then later when we hear it, it's like, it turns out you didn't sell the mixer. You know, it's hibbly wibbly.
By the way, we have a lovely chat room who's asking, Luke is saying, seems like y'all spend more time talking about the issue of repeating stories than the stories that are repeated.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't this riveting content for the Pride 48 weekend? I repeat stories.
It's sad because the only time in the year that Mittens listens to our show is, and here we're just like not telling great stories and everything. Mittens, if you listen on a normal week, we're usually much better than this. That's a lie.
We like to do our worst quality show on the Pride 48 weekend when everyone is listening. You know, and then do all our good stuff when no one is listening. So I do have a story.
Okay, but can you hold up your right hand real quick? I still don't see a bracelet on.
Okay, bracelet update for anyone. Look, first of all, the bracelet story has been skewed, blown out of proportion. Editing has been done by Daniel. He edited two stories together. Both happened to be about a bracelet. Mm-hmm. Mark very sweetly got me a bracelet. I was an asshole. I did not have any present and I didn't know what to do, because do I just continue to be an asshole now for eternity or do I, you know, whatever.
You know what they say.
Probably. If
you
don't I'm going to be an asshole forever. I did not, you know. So, and then you edited that together with a different bracelet story that, you know, about a guy who shoved a bracelet on my wrist and I took it off and shoved it back at him and got mad.
Right.
But the bracelet that Mark gave me, first of all, it's not a daily driver because it is a fancy bracelet. So it would be more of a dressy thing. But just so that everyone has the update, it had to be sized.
Yes.
We took it to Zales, which is the company that Mark bought it from.
Yeah.
They did not have the tool there to size it. So they had to. Now, this is, you know, this is a rant that I could have. Mm-hmm. He bought the damn bracelet from Zales.
Yeah.
Right. They couldn't size it when we got there. They did not have the tool to size. How do you not have a tool to size a bracelet that is bought from your company?
I don't know. I've never worked at such a place.
Then also, they charged $50 to send this thing off and size it after he has already paid, you know, mega bucks for this bracelet. They now are charging us a repair charge, air quotes, to get it sized.
Wouldn't it be cool if the person they're sending it to get it resized is actually that Nigerian guy that was selling the bracelets to start with?
He does repairs on the sides.
He does repairs on the sides. All right, fine. Here's the, thank you for updating us on your bracelet and everything. Yes, you have two topics here on the Trello. Go ahead. Dazzle us with that.
I feel like people probably don't find these interesting at all, but, you know, anytime we do a Pride 48 weekend.
Yes.
We help people with their audio.
We do.
You know, connecting to the stream. By the way, they're telling me that or they're telling us that I'm a little quiet. So I don't know if you can bump. I've bumped myself up as much as I can. So anyway, we help people with audio. We help people connect to the stream, all of that kind of stuff, you know? Yeah. And so we always have frustrating. It's when you're a person who knows technology and your grandmother calls you and she's like, Sonny, how do I use this, you know, whatever, I don't know, Discord. And it's that kind of situation where you're talking to folks who don't on a daily basis do this kind of thing. But I had a conversation Thursday night with Wendy and her friend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, during COVID, I thought everyone used Zoom during COVID.
Yes.
Right? Everyone used Zoom. Like, we all were on Zoom during COVID. You know, this had nothing to do with audio. I spent 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours trying to get Wendy connected, logged in, you know,
yeah.
Zoom open, logged into Zoom, connecting to a Zoom meeting, and then figuring out how to select the proper microphone and the, you know, and the whatever. 2 hours with this. And her friend was there. And here's the problem. It should have been you, Daniel.
Yeah.
Because it was a Chromebook. And I've never used a Chromebook before. I don't have a Chromebook. I don't know if you can download Zoom or if you have to use the web interface. I haven't used the web interface of Zoom. I have uh-huh. the application.
Yeah, depending on the age of the Chromebook, you could run an Android app. So it's like, so you could just download the Zoom Android app and it would work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, yeah, but she didn't want to do it over her phone because she had a, anyway.
No, on the Chromebook will allow you to download Android,
oh, I see.
Android apps.
I didn't know how old, because the original Chromebook, I don't know if that was an option, and I don't know how old the Chromebook was.
Yeah, only the newest. I get it. So you're helping. But here's my question. Was her sister also on this call while you were helping her?
Well, no, it wasn't her. You mean the one that left her show midway through?
The one that just like midway through was like, no, I can't take any more of this.
And you shouldn't talk about this negative stuff on your podcast, Wendy. I'm leaving.
And then Wendy was like, okay. And
so anyway, I love Wendy. Wendy is great. But there are times when you feel like you're helpless.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's in New York. I'm in Arkansas. I can't see what's going on because I can't connect to them via Zoom to do screen sharing to see, because what I'm trying to help them with is getting Zoom.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can't see shit. And I'm trying to, we finally got it figured out though. I mean, thank goodness. And we got a lovely Mad Dingo show last night. It was really good. I thought, Wendy, you know what?
Here's what I thought
Wendy did great.
Yeah. Here's what I would have done. Not for nothing. She has a phone. I would have had her download Zoom on her phone so that then I could talk to her and she could point her phone at the things I needed to see. And then, so I would use the Zoom on the phone to help her get the Zoom on the Chromebook set up. That's how I would have approached it, Adam.
I mean, that's why you make the big bucks.
That's why. And, what was it when I was testing I was testing the stream the other day. My coworker said that I was a miracle worker or some yeah. shit. Anyway.
You were testing the stream and it was like literally, here's how you use PowerPoint is what I heard. I thought people who log into the stream are going to be really confused. We're having a PowerPoint lecture right now.
PowerPoint Live, very big distinction. Anyway, I thought Wendy did great. I was confused. I had so many questions about her sister because I'm like, did her sister not know what she was going to, like, what did she tell her sister to get her to come on this show in the first place? She's just like, you know, I want to do a podcast and we're going to talk about these things. So be prepared to talk about these things, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, no. Apparently she didn't give her any kind of heads up there.
I don't know. There was some debate as to whether the sister was going to show up at all because she had company and she told Wendy, oh, that's the time I'm serving lunch, you know. But yeah, it all worked out. So Lamont says, does Wendy have a smartphone? Mm-hmm. He says, I know she used to have a flip go phone. She has an iPhone, but she told me it's a very old iPhone.
It's actually an iPhone. There's no number after it. It's just the iPhone.
Yes, it's the original iPhone. Yeah. But yeah.
All right. So. You thought that she stayed to know Gary. That was the other guest that stayed till the end.
They were both her sisters.
Oh, okay.
I believe so. I believe both of them were her sisters.
Anyway, any other exciting moments through Pride for you? Have you listened to any other shows where you've had some exciting moments?
Exciting moment. I
thought it was hilarious that DeBell couldn't figure out Baby Bell, and then at one point said Cheese Bell.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
I choose to take breaks when podcasters who I know do a good job are on. Yeah. I know that John is going to do an absolute smash of a show, and the technical is gonna be good, the levels are gonna be great, all that kind of stuff. And so I took a break during that one. But mm-hmm. I enjoyed listening to Foul Monkeys. I liked their talk about massages.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
I'm confused by Auntie Scott in the chat room, who says that I find that my comments in this chat are regularly ignored by the podcasting. I am deeply hurt and somewhat angry. I'm looking up. I don't see what comment you made that I needed to comment on. So, you know, sorry.
So, yeah, I enjoyed the massage talk on Foul Monkeys.
Yeah. I didn't listen to Foul Monkeys. When I know that there's a show on that Ricky Burton's on, that's when I choose to take a break.
And I thought the guest that you had on Don't Do Disney was lovely.
Jen LaForge is lovely.
Yeah. And I mean, if I cared about Disney, I would, you know, subscribe to her YouTube channel.
Well, she also has Joyous Living with Jen LaForge, which doesn't have anything to do. It's a travel channel. And she was a manager, as you heard, she was a manager of a container store and everything. She's very big into, here's how you pack, you know, 6 closets worth of things in this suitcase. And she pulls out all these weird containers and like, vacuum bags and stuff, and you should check it out. You like to travel. She has lots of traveling tips because her husband's a pilot, so she can just jump on a plane and go anywhere.
Yeah, I love how you outed him as well. Like, she's like, well, I don't usually say what airline he flies for, but thanks, Daniel, for telling everyone. Do you want to give his phone number and social security number?
She had already said he was a pilot, and she had already said she lived in Atlanta. What other airline could you work for in Atlanta? It's like, it's a pretty good guess. So
what about you?
What about me? I told you I love that DeBell called her Cheese Bell at one point in time. I was out for my walk during that point in time. So I couldn't touch her. I loved hearing TJ back on Greetings from Nowhere. I thought they sounded great. And I think they didn't know that the Disney show was me. And so I think they said something about it, but the last 10 minutes of their show, I was on show prep for the Disney show. You know, I wasn't listening to stream. I was working on Zoom with Jen and Zach to get everything up and running. So I don't know if I'll have to listen to that back. But yeah. And then,
the chat room is really wanting some more cruise talk. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about cruising, about your cruise in November?
I don't think I've mentioned on this show. Zach and I have booked a Thanksgiving cruise on Holland America. So we're going to be sailing on the new Staten Dam to the Eastern Caribbean. And here's the thing. Who said that you were weren't loud enough or what? I'm looking in the chat. There's no one in the chat. Did someone private message you to say that your volume levels were off? Do we have somebody, a shadow Bear, producer out there?
Bear said that way earlier in the chat.
I see.
So yeah, but anyway, okay. Well, right.
Well, no, I don't have anything else. And let's save your other story because we're going to do it after we do this, because we have a ton of calls. Plus, we have to pick our winner of the Death Phone contest, all of that stuff. So let's do that now, shall we? Contact. Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. This is a segment of the show where we read your emails, play your voicemails. Adam, do we have any email this week?
We do.
We do. I believe from Lamont Cranston.
Yeah. Now I don't have it. Oh, here it is. It says, hi, Daniel and Adam. Thanks for your hard work and efforts on the live event. You're welcome. It's all for you, Lamont, by the way.
It is.
I'm so glad you did it later this year. Again, all for you, Lamont. Yeah,
that was a major factor in us deciding. It's like, oh, well, this will be better for Lamont.
Yeah, I mean, I had a list of like pros and cons, and one of them was Lamont is more able to listen later in the summer. I'm usually pretty busy in June and can never devote much time to listening live. I'm house sitting and gardening and garden and pet sitting this weekend.
Oh,
so it's nice to have a lot of people to keep me company. During the middle of the night, I heard Daniel mentioned that you wanted to subscribe to Ozzy's OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ozzy from Survivor. He was. Do you remember Ozzy on Survivor?
He was
on several seasons, but it's not important.
It's all a blur. I made the mistake of doing it. Sadly, his looks have changed and he has a method out. He has a methed out look now that I don't find attractive. The content wasn't interesting or sexy either. Lamont says he also likes straight porn. So there you go. He looked the best in the episode of Foursome he did for the Playboy channel. And then he gave us a link, which we can, you know, peruse at our leisure.
Yeah. At our porn watching leisure. Well, thank you, Lamont. That is very nice. Daddy Dave in the chat room says that reading is hard, which is true.
It is. Yeah. Well, I'm also turned to the side and I'm trying to talk into the microphone and look sideways. It's very difficult.
Luke has posted some pictures of Ozzy. You should recognize him.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, I do. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Then let's jump
right
in.
I'm not good with names.
Yeah, well, that's true. Let's jump right into our voicemail, shall we? Got quite a few here. Are they in any particular order or just?
They're exactly in order.
So
from
do I
top to bottom.
So I start at the top.
Yes.
Is what you're saying. Well, let's listen to our first voicemail then, shall we?
Paul Savino, dead. Death phone call, by the way. This is Scotty, your Aussie battler.
Yeah.
I look forward to $1 in the pot. Because I know all you people in America are asleep right now. Anyway, dead, age 83, I think. Actor from Goodfellas. Probably some other stuff. But he's American, so you know him, and you're going to allow this.
Okay.
Woodhaven.
What was his name?
Paul Sorvino. You know, Mira Sorvino's father.
In
a bunch of mobster shows and other stuff. Yeah, he's famous.
Sure. Okay, cool.
He's famous. There you go. Yeah,
all right, cool.
For sure.
Add it in, Adam. Add it in.
I did.
There we go. Let's go to our next phone call.
Hey, Adam and Daniel. This is Gary in Portland.
Hey, Gary.
Wally has died.
Who?
That would be Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, yeah, I did hear
this. I thought he was a cutie. I always liked him. Yeah. And I could have fallen in love with Mr. Wally. But anyway, he said...
yeah, he's dead.
Anyway, he's looking forward to the Pride 48 Screaming Weekend this weekend. Talk to you guys later.
I know. Sounded like he said Screaming Weekend. It was like the Pride 48 Screaming Weekend.
It depends on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Wally from Beaver died. My hairdresser told me that the other day.
Hey, Daniel and Adam. This
yes.
is Gary in Portland.
Uh-huh.
Hey, leave it to Wally wasn't dead, but Wally is dead.
Yes.
Anyway, Tony Dow didn't die yesterday, but he died today. So anyway, thought I'd update my update. So I don't know if he can undie, but anyway, he did, and he died again today. So hopefully this will be his last day.
Okay.
Good night. Bye.
Yeah.
While he wasn't dead.
But he's
so
dead.
So I went over and killed him.
Right.
You know,
that's the first one. But now you get the point. Yeah. It's like, you know what, Gary? As long as you didn't kill him, you're eligible for the point. That's fine. Oh, dear God. It's Chris and Dennis, and we only have 36 minutes left in the show. I don't know if we can play this whole phone call. By the way, Dennis left a message on our Facebook Live. We can't see the chat there. Go over to our chat room, Dennis. Chat with us there. Anyway, here's the Chris and Dennis phone call.
Adam and Daniel, it's your favorite two people.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. Where's Scotty from Australia? What did you do? The two characters do to him, Adam? Did you upset or offend him?
He's in Australia.
He used to call Geeky Gay all the time, and he used to go. I used to like listen to his birds in the background.
Yeah.
And I used to like enjoy listening to his phone calls and his sarcastic responses to Adam's outrageous behavior.
I feel like this is like a Geeky Gay phone call. Maybe we should. You should play it. I don't know, but
is he underwater?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
Yeah, no,
there's some bubbliness.
Scotty, call. We miss you.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, Daniel,
yes.
Thank God Adam has you.
Yes. Why?
Adam must not need, we have the lottery up here, it's $1 billion.
Yeah.
Adam must not need money because he didn't care about his gym floor. He didn't give a shit whether they fucked up his floor.
I care.
And now he doesn't care about poor Mark, who didn't get a bracelet.
Poor Mark.
Getting $2,500 back. I would have already had the check.
Yeah.
I would have literally thrown myself up in the air. And I thought, Adam, you were good customers of this airline. I mean, and you said that you didn't even want a refund, that you were willing to take, travel voucher or travel points to make up for the $2,500. I can't believe I think you're fucking nuts. Daniel, you're right. I don't understand why you want throwing yourself up in the air, demanding to speak to the president of the airline.
In my defense, I don't think you're nuts.
In my defense,
yes,
I'm not going to go in and take over the situation from Mock, and and try to do everything for him.
Yeah.
There is a process going on. Uh-huh. And I have given him suggestions, uh-huh. And he is handling it himself. But I do believe that he should get that money back for sure, at least some of it.
Oh yeah, otherwise we're gonna start a GoFundMe if he
it was definitely
anyway,
their fault.
We'll get to the desk.
Yes,
and I know this is the Pride weekend.
Yeah,
number one, we have Paul Savino.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is Mira Savino's father. He was in Goodfellas. I mean, he's been in a billion movies. Uh-huh. Heavy set guy. You both know who he was. 83
years old.
I love
how assured he is that we'll know.
And the second guy was, I believe it's Warner. as I'm typing it in right now, it's David Warner. Yeah, David Warner. He was 80.
Yeah.
He was a Brit.
He was a what?
He was in The Omen, the Damien Omen 666.
Yeah.
He was in Titanic.
Yeah.
He was in a ton of movies.
I have no idea who this is.
You'd know him if you saw how many movies he had been.
Do you recognize him?
Yeah.
All right.
I think he was in a couple episodes of Star Trek. And,
Star Trek.
He was in The Time Bandits.
Time Bandits?
So he's dead at 80.
Yeah.
And I had another death.
Yeah.
But he came back to life. And so I
must be talking about Wally. Yeah.
But
talking about Wally. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do something.
What?
Take care of this poor child.
Adam is not a child.
I don't know what's going on with Adam, but he's failing before our very eyes.
Uh-huh.
What?
And Scotty, give a call. Start calling back, Scotty. We miss you. Bye bye.
I think we just heard a voicemail from Scotty.
Yeah, moments ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Moments ago.
So I don't even know what that means.
David Warner, I don't know what all he was in, but he acted in a bunch of... He was a Klingon in several Star Trek episodes. Right. Yeah.
I guess good to his word, he called back.
This is Chris and Dennis calling back. I just wanted... I had said I was going to call back because they said Tony Dow... died. Uh-huh. Then they came back and said he was alive.
Yeah.
And this, so I guess he's now officially dead, 77 years old. He was Wally on Leave It to Beaver. I always thought he was cute.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So did Gary.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Wally reminds me of you.
Oh.
And.
Because I'm cute.
Guess who the beaver is?
Oh, it's Adam.
Adam Burns is the beaver.
And Adam Burns.
And Adam Burns as the beaver.
That's my best rendition of it.
Yeah.
So that's another death. 77, Tony Dow.
Okay.
You are Wally, Daniel.
Right.
And
oh, wow.
Adam, unfortunately, is the beaver.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Wow. This is good. They're going to be so angry if they don't win, aren't they? It's like, I feel like if...
Who gets
if
the money? Is it Chris or Dennis?
I don't know, but I feel like if you draw their name tonight, they're going to... If you don't draw their name tonight, you better lock those doors. Like, I would sleep with one eye open because I feel like they would fly to Arkansas and set you straight. All right, let's get to our next almost last phone call.
Hi, guys. RT Cruiser, last minute for the Celebrity Death phone.
Yeah?
Just going through my list here.
Uh-huh.
Zaya Thor, 41, Burmese politician and rapper.
Rapper?
Executed by hanging. Uh-huh. Well, that's a bit sad.
No. No rapper.
Oh, we got Bob Refelson.
What?
American film director. Made Who? Five Easy Pieces and The Postman Always Ring Twice and TV producer for The Monkees. The Monkees.
I don't know. Everyone's heard of The Monkees. Look, we have to have heard of them. We have to have known
Jerry
that they
Holland,
were.
Holland, American Olympic swimmer. You uh-huh. don't really care about him.
Yeah.
American politician.
Yeah, this is fascinating content. This is great.
An Australian footballer.
I'm just saying.
No.
Yeah.
But no. Convict, dead no. at 74. Jared Barclay, American actor. Who's in the Transformers.
Yeah.
Everyone's heard of the Transformers.
Yeah.
Who's dead at 91?
91.
Okay. David Warner. Now, you've got to give me this one. Yeah. This one's a real one.
Yeah, yeah, we've already done that one. Adam, can you imagine that people, like, listen to this? Like, people, like, we're just listening to him, like, freeform think about
go
his.
Go down a list.
Yeah, go down a list of people. Just oh, wait, is
it? The lookouts. So they ran into an iceberg and killed yeah. my great-great-uncle.
Yeah.
So dead at
yeah.
80.
David Warner. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Nobody else. You're cutting off
Spanish
right now.
Actress.
Look, you just cut off. That was not me, by the way. That really did cut off there. But I think he called back.
I think he did.
Oh, my God. I was cut off. I can't believe I was up to some Spanish actress that you're not going to give me.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, let's just go ahead. Yeah, let's do that.
Bob Heathcote, American bassist for suicidal tendencies.
What?
Dead from a traffic collision.
No,
that's a bit
no.
sad.
No.
Rose Ferrugue.
What? Are you just reading
Adam
down a list?
About her. She's, yeah, Filipino politician.
Oh,
there you go.
Just no. Yes.
Elaine David, dead at 90, Luxembourgian born French Olympic sprinter. Everyone knows them. Paul Sorvino.
Come oh, on, yeah, yeah. Someone's
American
already called for that
there
one.
You
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
The Rocketeer, Law and Order, dead at 83.
Uh-huh.
Where else have we got to go? No English football. No one cares.
Okay, yes, you're right. No,
no
the very few people care about
good.
This. Come on. Get to
Laurie
the.
Saul.
Hmm? Who?
Dead at 96, Australian cricket player. That one's sad.
No, you had me at Australian.
Oh, no, you're not going to give me a Swedish Canadian mining executive.
No, probably not. No.
Where does he get this list from?
I don't know. I think it's like a Google News alert
or
something.
All these random people.
It's just like.
Who else is there? Come on.
I don't know.
Be someone in this list. Oh, Bert Metcalf.
What? Oh, Bert? Too bad you cut off again. I think our voicemail.mix-podcast.com has a 90-second limit. On the recording, which should be a clue.
I'll do Bert Metcalf. I Googled him and I do recognize. I mean, he's in a bunch of black and white stuff, which, you yeah. know, is kind of, you know,
yeah.
suspect or whatever. But I'll give that to him. Bert.
All right.
Metcalf.
We have one more here from RT Cruiser. Let's just put a speed on this here. Let's
yeah, RT Cruiser, back again. You really need to increase the size limit on these. Bert Metcalf, 87, Canadian
yeah.
born American actor.
Yeah, we got you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Who else? John Grinnell, 78, New Zealand country singer. Oh, no. J.D. Youngin, 24, American rapper. Shot dead.
No rapper. No rappers.
Tony Dow, American actor. Leave it to Beaver.
Yes.
Oh, Tony Dow.
Yeah,
Tony Dow. Leave it to Beaver.
Uh-huh.
Ask Andy Vera. Mary Alice, 85, American actress, The Matrix Revolutions, and a Tony winner. She's famous.
What?
Who else? We're getting up to use by date.
Some background actor in The Matrix Revolution? No. What?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. She's famous.
Oh.
She's famous.
There you go.
That's a sad one. Like
what?
Archie.
What? Who?
Okay, well, that'll have to do because this is
finishing. Yeah, all right, good.
Yeah, bye. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, RT Cruiser. We appreciate it. All right, Adam. I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but how many total entries do we have for our grand prize for the celebrity death phone that we are giving away this evening?
We have 114 entries.
114 entries in the celebrity death phone contest. One of those entries will win the entire heaping pot of how much are we up to here?
$61.
$61, ladies and gentlemen. $61 minus, you know, what, 20% handling fee, I think, and 15% tax and whatnot. So, you know, you'll get a good $32 out of this by the time everything's said and done. But no, I'm kidding. We're gonna send you.
You know, that's
61...
what I always do when we watch game shows.
Yeah. You do that in your head.
And somebody wins. Yeah. I always turn to Mark and I say, they're like, you just won $750,000. And I'm like,
that's right.
No, that it was about $325 after taxes.
All right, here we go, so. Adam. What's the method that we are using to draw the winner here? What is the super fair method that we are using?
Google random number generator.
Uh-huh.
I put a minimum one and a max of 114.
Uh-huh. And you're gonna spin it and you're gonna trust that you know that we haven't rigged this ahead of time. I think that is just asking for people to say it's rigged. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to select one person out of the chat room, and I want them to just give me a number between 1 and 114.
Well, that could be rigged.
Nope. I'm a librarian. She is beyond reproach. So
beyond approach.
Yeah, I am librarian. Please, can you just choose a number between 1 and 114, assuming that she's even listening and she's anywhere near the Discord thing. But I do see her in the audio channel. So, I think she's still listening. As I sit here and tap dance, I should probably come up with a backup person. Okay. Auntie Scott, can you give us a number between 1 and 100? Oh, there it is.
She gave
there
it is. 72.
72. Who is number 72, Adam?
72. What? Now here's a question for you, Daniel.
Yeah.
Do we want row 72 in the spreadsheet or the 72nd entry? Because that would be different.
The 72nd entry. I'm assuming there's a header on the spreadsheet. So
that would be row 73.
Right. Yes. Who is... you got a shit-eating grin on your face here.
The winner is...
Yes?
Chris and Dennis.
Chris and Dennis. Do we have any congratulation music queued up anywhere?
And the call that they won on was Joanna Barnes, which I don't even know who that is.
Barnes. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have even gotten that one anyway. But let's see. The congratulations, Chris and Dennis. You've won $61 cold hard cash. Or was it 62? I forgot. Is it 61 or 62?
It's 61. $61.
So yeah, we are happy to send that to you. So you know how to get a hold of us. So we need your deets, where, you know, either your PayPal email address or your Venmo, whatever crazy money laundering scheme they use in the Northeast there. It's probably like Babla. It's like Ara Babla or something like that. Anyway, congratulations. For everyone else who called it, all 114 entries, we love you each equally. And you're still winners in our book.
Yeah, absolutely. All of you are winners.
3, 2, 1.
I did select a random number and it would have been someone else, but no one will ever know.
Oh.
I did it because I had already done a random number before you said we were changing it. So
this is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
All right. Normally during this part of the show, we ease into our news game, but we've made an executive decision tonight to replace the news game with Adam's citizenship quiz. So for those of you who don't know what this is, Adam is going to read me 10 questions that his partner Mark is going to have to take on the citizenship exam. These are flashcards that they have for that exam. So he's going to read me 10 of them. I'm going to see just how many of them I can get. So this is, of course, hopefully they won't revoke my citizenship if I don't get it. But go ahead, Adam.
I don't know if you knew this, but they are listening, Daniel. And if you don't get at least 6 out of 10,
yeah,
they are revoking your citizenship.
Oh, well, then I
so just so you know, that and that is the required number for anyone applying for citizenship.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
Yeah. An F. All right. 60%.
I'm using a new mixer and I don't have my sound effects, so I'll just have to say
you can point.
Correct.
I can point.
What is the economic system in the United States?
The economic system? Are they looking for capitalism? Is that what they're looking for?
That is correct. Capitalist or market economy. Mm-hmm. What is the highest court in the United States?
The one in Colorado right after they legalized marijuana. No, it's the Supreme Court, Adam. The Supreme Court of the United States.
I feel like some of these are going to be very easy for you, obviously. Okay. What ocean on the West Coast?
Uh-huh.
What
Pacific.
Ocean is on the West? It is. What is the name of the national anthem, Daniel?
The national anthem is... Oh, say, can you... The Star-Spangled Banner.
It is.
Yeah, but just
what is
come
the
on.
What is the name of the current president of the United States?
Donald J. Trump.
No, that is incorrect.
No, it's I think this is a repeat from last week. Go ahead.
I don't know. I just randomly picked. Yeah, exactly. What are the two parts of U.S. Congress?
The Senate and the House.
That is correct. Uh-huh. What is the, quote, rule of law?
This is a repeat from last week. It's the system of common laws that our country is founded on. It's like, I answered this one last week and I got it right. So it's...
No. Well, I don't know if you did. I mean, there are 100 questions. How did I pick the same?
You did.
Everyone must follow the law.
Yeah.
Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law. No one is above the law.
And I made the same joke last week. Well, except for Donald Trump. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think you got that one right just now, but okay.
All right, fine. There.
What is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
One responsibility that is only for United States citizens, to pay taxes.
No.
That is one.
That is not.
I may not be the one they're looking for, but that is definitely one.
No, United States citizens. There are people who live here that are not citizens, and non-citizens pay taxes. That is incorrect.
It doesn't say exclusively. It says
no,
it says
only for United States citizens.
Voting.
Only. Well, you already got it wrong.
Fine, whatever. I've still gotten my 80%, whatever.
Vote in a federal election is one of them. Name one problem that led to the Civil War.
One problem that led to... If states' rights is on that list, I'll be pissed. It had to do with slavery, the owning of slaves by the southern states.
Both states' rights and slavery is on the list.
Never had anything to fucking do with states' rights. That's what...
That's the official citizenship test of the United States. Yeah. When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
Like 1782?
That is incorrect.
What was it?
July 4th, 1776.
Oh, I thought... No. Was it?
When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
No, I know it was signed. No, I know it was signed. And
sent,
all right, it was the Declaration. I know it was signed and sent to England then, but it's like it wasn't actually voted on in the Congress until later. Anyway, it's fine, whatever. I'll take the wrong.
That's all of them? I wasn't keeping count.
That is 7 out of 10, so I got 3 of them there. So that, Adam, is a 70%, which means I'm still a citizen. Adam, every single week without fail, our executive producer Cyclone sends us a huge pile of information that has been just tirelessly researched about things that have happened on this day in history in some previous year. You get the gig. What we're looking for, these are things that happened on July 29th, even though we're actually recording on the 30th, but it's fine. These are things that happened on July 29th in some other year. Happy National Lasagna Day, Adam.
Thank you. You know, I do not think I saw lasagna on the menu anywhere in Italy.
Well, yeah.
Now, this information that we've got says it first showed up in Naples, Italy. So it is a traditional Italian dish.
Yeah.
But we did not have lasagna once.
Huh. It's also National Chicken Wing Day. I blew both of these because I had charcuterie for dinner. I had some crackers and sausage and cheese and mustard. As you know, love that. On this day, well, actually technically yesterday, July 29th, excuse me, of 2005, I'm sorry, I had to burp. Aerospace manufacturer Raytheon adds transgender to its anti-discrimination policy. So, good for you, Raytheon, July 29th of whatever. In Disney news, July 29th, 1999, was the opening day of the Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith over at Disney, at that time, Disney MGM Studios, which is now Disney Hollywood Studios.
You know, you should do this on Don't Do Disney. You should have a This Day in Disney History.
Here's the thing.
You'd have it every week.
Here's the thing. We kind of do little news stories. And because more people watch our YouTube video than download the audio version of the podcast, YouTube's analytics will show me exactly when people stop listening, like when they bail. And a lot of people were bailing. Like, well, we had like 40% drop-off rate when we went into the news segment. So they wanted to hear us talk up front, but they didn't want to hear about the news. So we're actually like drastically shortening the news segment there and whatnot. But I would imagine if I told some Disney fact from history, they would probably also drop off. So anyway,
maybe
it's not important. July 29th, 1967, The Doors scored their first number one hit with Light My Fire. Do you know that song?
I'm thinking of He Didn't Start the Fire.
Come on, you didn't baby, start the light my fire.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So that was The Doors' number one hit. Also, July 29th, huge day in 1981 when Prince Charles married Lady Diana, his wife forever and ever. At least according to The Crown, which I'm only up to season 4. So they're still married in my reality. Let's see.
Some show last night was talking about Prince William and saying that he's into pegging.
Yeah, I think that was the gangbang. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were wed on July 29th, 2013. And all right, that is enough of that stuff. Let's get to the
real divorce later.
Yeah, let's get to the real news, Adam, which of course is the Weekly World News. This is from the July 29th, 1987 edition. A bizarre new fad will sweep the nation, boasts a California surgeon. Brain piercing. Neurosurgeon Raul Velarios has come up with a bizarre new status symbol for jaded members of the X generation, brain piercing. So for $5,000, you can put a gold or platinum ring through the patient's scalps and craniums into their brains. And you can see this, you can see this totally not photoshopped image of it right here on the Weekly World News page. So.
Okay, I watch the only way that I get my medical information, Daniel, is I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy, New Amsterdam, ER back in the day. Yeah.
TV.
And I feel like if you just touch the brain, you kill the brain cells and the person can't talk or walk or sneeze or whatever the case may be. I mean, if you just touch. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I feel like this is not going to... They're moving around, and the piercing, Adam, is, you know.
You're implying that the Weekly World News is lying about.
I think they may be on this one. I mean, normally they're very accurate.
I mean, they have way more reporters and resources than we do, so I'm assuming that they do. Adam, there was a number one movie at the box office on July 29th of every year that I'm aware of, but I'm going to play you the theme song from one of those movies from one year. I need you to tell me, what movie is this a theme song for? Any thoughts? thoughts here of what this might be.
I feel like that is Death Becomes Her.
Death Becomes Her is absolutely correct. That's very good, Adam. That was it. I'm lowering the wrong volume. I'm like, why isn't this music getting any softer? And now I realize because I had my hand on the wrong slider. See, this is why I can't have a Rodecaster too, because I can't lose my my sliders. Adam, a lot of people had a birthday on July 29th. Let's say happy birthday to some of them now, shall we? Happy birthday, okay. Joey Essex. You've turned 32.
I mean, I don't know who he is, but I'll wish him happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Josh Radner. You've turned 48. Will Wheaton, you've turned 50. And Tim Gunn, you've turned the sexiest of all ages, 69. Also turning 69.
Are we talking about the designers?
Yes. Yeah.
Make it work.
Yeah. Also turning 69 this year, Ken Burns, the creator of the Ken Burns effect in the...
In the documentarian person, exactly, right? Yeah.
Let's see. Who else? Allison Mack turned 40. Oh, poor Allison Mack. She's the one that fell for the sex cult with Colby Smalls. Anyway, Danger Mouse turned 45. Let's see. Who else? Martina McBride turned 56. And Geddy Lee turned 69.
I just want to say David Warner, uh-huh, famous for our recent celebrity death phone calls.
Yes, is dead.
Apparently didn't today make was his it birthday. To his birthday.
He didn't even make it to his birthday. Captain
was so
Lou,
close.
Yeah, Captain Lou Albano also passed but had a birthday on this day. And I think that's it. So from all of us to all of you, happy birthday. Like serious, like a big, big, stinking happy birthday. Just with a candle. All right, Adam, I see here we have a lonely topic on the Trello, so let's address that right now, shall we? Tell me what last we heard.
Well, I want to start the bids for the mixer.
Last we heard, you were going to sell your mixer to Taylor the Latte Boy. So I'm assuming that he has said, no, I do not want your mixer.
Hasn't said no, but I don't know if I've talked about this on a show. I've probably talked about it on Geeky Gay. But I'll just, here's the dilemma that I have.
Yes.
So I have this old mixer, and it's not that old. It's the Rodecaster Pro. Everyone loved it. Archer, everyone. You love yours. You don't even want to get rid of yours.
I will not get rid of mine, no.
Actually, interestingly, not interesting at all, but my Rodecaster Pro 2, which I'm using now.
Yes.
Has phantomly played a sound effect twice during this episode. Yeah. And I did not touch it. I was not touching it. My hands are right here. Uh-huh. It went off on its own. Yeah. I'm already starting to have glitches in the new one. But anyway.
Yes.
I hadn't told anyone, and I feel a little bit dishonest, although I haven't talked to Taylor yet, and I would tell him this. But we discussed a price. I discussed a price with someone. I paid $600 for this mixer. I want to sell it. I was thinking like $150.
Yes.
I've had it for a couple of years.
I mean,
you know,
I feel like $1.50 is really cheap for that.
No, $150 or $100.
I told you $250, but you want to do $150. That's fine.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes, what?
I was pulling out my headphone jack out of that mixer a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And I didn't even know this could happen, Daniel, but the tip of the thing stayed in the mixer.
Oh, it stayed in the
headphone jack. It stayed in the mixer, in the little hole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Now I feel like I'm selling a damaged product. Right. You know, and I don't know. I mean, if that was already a low figure, maybe that's fine. I mean, there are four headphone jacks on the mixer.
Literally, why don't you just grab a toothpick and some super glue and get it out of there?
I mean, I tried to use some tweezers.
No. You take a toothpick.
And I found.
Take a toothpick, put a drop of super glue on it, stick it into the part that's in the middle, let it dry, and then pull it out.
So I'm a librarian, posted a tool in the.
Headphone in jack the chat room.
So
tool.
Maybe I didn't realize there are such specific tools out there, Daniel. Anyway, so. The mixer works perfectly, maybe even better than my Rodecaster Pro 2, which is randomly playing sound effects.
Just like randomly.
But, you know, I wanted to try to fix it before I sold it to anyone.
Yes.
So but now maybe I have my solution right there. I'm going to click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And
fun fact, it's $150.
Is it?
No, but that would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, so I'll sell it for $150. I just got to buy this $150 tool so that I can remove the thing from it. Yeah.
I wouldn't even have thought that they made such a thing. Well, okay, I'm selling my mixer.
Uh-huh.
For $157.99.
Okay, $157.99
plus shipping.
Plus shipping that you're going to give to, the price.
No, Taylor said he was going to get with me.
Okay.
So, and I'm a librarian, is also interested, but if anyone else is interested, mm-hmm. let me know. I'm making a list.
You know, Taylor's a mod, so he could,
he could
mess with your chats or stuff.
I'm going to buy this tool, though, because, I mean, who knows when a tip might come off on a future.
I bet you it costs $7.99. okay, good. So I thought that he had turned you down because I know next in line was I'm a Librarian. So I figured, they both turned you down. And now you're just like, I just want to sell this damn mixer.
Although she's been so helpful now, maybe I need to move her up in the line.
I'm just saying, you know what? I feel that you should... also, any of you who are interested in buying a Rodecaster Pro, I have it on very good authority. Both John Ong and Archer have just upgraded theirs to a RodePress. So they both have not being used currently Rodecaster Pros, first generation, which I believe is the best generation because it has 8 sliders on it instead of 6.
The show's now becoming Mixer Roadshow.
It is.
You know, kind of like the Antiques Roadshow on PBS.
We've got 4 minutes, so it's not like we can really get into a lot of stuff here. But I thought that's what the whole selling mixer thing was going to be. But no, it turns out that it's just Taylor just hasn't replied.
Well, he hasn't replied, but I thought I was going to be able to get the tip out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't work. And so I just gave up because I like I said, I used the tweezers and I pulled and something came out of the middle of the tip.
But
the tip is still there.
This is the, why was I echoing for a second there? This is the front headphone jack, right?
No, the back one. One of the back ones.
Oh, well, I mean, you do know that channel one.
There are 4.
Yeah, but channel one, I mean, the first, this has 4 headphone amps on it. The mm-hmm. headphone amp number 1 is repeated in the front.
Okay, but anyway, but
what would Taylor even use the other headphone amps for? It's like I use one to send out to my computer for the streaming sound so that it has everything going, you know.
I just want to be honest, an honest reseller, Daniel. That's all.
I'm just saying 4 headphones. I'm not even using all 4 of my headphone amps.
I understand.
It's like, so I can't imagine that he would care that one of the headphone amps wasn't working or it had a. He could buy an $8 tool.
Mark
to fix
says
it.
He'll buy it, but then he's going to resell it for more, ladies and gentlemen. He's a shark.
Yes. You should do that, Mittens. Let me tell you. This is a $600 mixer, like new.
Yeah.
So $600 new. It's only a year, maybe a year and 2 or 3 months old.
But I want to be fair.
I know.
Listeners.
Still in excellent condition. Let me tell you, anywhere else, it would be listed for like $400 and something bucks.
It's sat on this desk the whole time.
Right. If I were to go to eBay right now and just look for a Rodecaster Pro, let's see what the market is for a used Rodecaster Pro.
I mean, we could have bidding. Mm-hmm. If I'm charging too little, I mean, people can bid on it.
All right. I want you to guess. I want you to tell me what you think a Rodecaster Pro on eBay is going for right now.
It's going to be more than 150.
Okay. Yeah. But what?
Because I'm trying to be nice to my listeners and fellow podcasters.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 300. Maybe 275.
275. Isn't there a way for me to sort by most newly or ending soonest? Yes. Time ending soonest. Let's see. So the current ones that I see here, what was your guess?
I don't know, 275, 300.
275, you're right on there. The Rodecaster Pro, the one that's ending in 50 minutes.
What a steal.
What a steal.
150. Come to me for only
$157. There's one listed that's ending in 13 hours for $300. There's another one for $280. And this one's got 57 bids on it, and it's already up to $208. They started at like $10 or something. So just to get more,
we have like a minute
bidders.
Left. I don't know if you're.
No, I get that. But what else do we have to do other than doing this?
How long's the closing music? I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't even know. But what I do know, actually, I do. It's 1:07. So I guess I should go ahead and hit it. you know, the only thing that's left to do, Adam, is to welcome the folks that are coming after us. Some scrappy newcomers. You may not have heard of them ever. It's called Pod Is My Co-Pilot.
Show will never last.
It's like a religion. I don't know why I'm making it. They're not listening to this. They're like madly hitting the connect button right as we're going right now. Anyway,
Joe's streaming for them.
Adam, if people want to reach out to us, they can always send us email. It's mixminuspodcast. No, it's contact@mixminuspodcast.com. Our voicemail is 707-61-DEATH, or you can go to voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com and leave us a voicemail there. Well, I can't talk. Thank goodness this is my last show until the closing show, because I don't have to talk anymore for the rest of the weekend. So I'm good. Yeah,
co-founders of Pride 48 here, showing you how it's done.
That's right. Showing you how you go over your time and not in the stream at the right point in time. Yeah. Yeah, we're horrible. We should be banned from the network.
Good night, David.
Night, Chet.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.